We start off a new week here in the Mitzvah Shir, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Hei, Mitzvah 185, as we do the first of two mitzvos in this parsha that are Mitzvahs Aseh. We mentioned last time, as we started off this parsha of Achremos, there are 28 mitzvahs in the parsha, two Aseh's and 26 Los Aseh's. So today we do the first Aseh, and then three from now we get to the second Aseh, and all the others are Los Aseh's. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. As we mentioned in the last Shir, there is a chiyuv to do this avoda every Yom Kippur, once a year. According to the Gra, based on Midrashim, whenever Aaron HaKohen would have wanted to go into the Beis to the Kodesh Kadashim, he could have done this avoda. But either way, for our purposes, it is a mechuyev each and every Yom Kippur for this avoda to be done. The formulation of the chinuch is sheyaaseh Kohen Gadol kol maaseh Yom HaKippurim al seder. The chiyuv is on the Kohen Gadol. So, according to the Chinuch's formulation, kim'at all Jews will never be able to perform this mitzvah. If I'm not a Kohen, if I'm not the Kohen Gadol, so then I will never be able to perform this mitzvah. This mitzvah is only mechuyev on the Kohen Gadol. Everything. Kol ma'isei yom kippurim al-seder. Ha-karbanos va-viduyin v'shiluach ha-seir, the sending out of the seir, as we'll talk about. Vashara avotik mo'shkasa v'parsha shnemar bizos yavaron al-kodesh v'chulu kol ha-parsha. The whole beginning of Achremos, which is the laning for Yom Kippur in the morning, that describes the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. If you look in the Rambam is a little different formulation. The Rambam in Mitzvah Memtest, Mitzvah Aseh of the Rambam, Shetzivanu la'asos avodas hayom. We are commanded to do the avoda of the day. Klomar, kol ha'kabadis v'aviduin ha'mzukanim b'yom som kippur, k'day sheyechupar b'hem kol ha'avonos. K'mo shabach b'chasuv, v'yavodak suva b'achreimos. And then he says, it's all one mitzvah, you don't count it as separate mitzvahs. But what's interesting is that the Rambam leaves out the word Kohen Gadol. It does not say the mitzvah is a covenant upon the Kohen Gadol, like the Chinuch says. He just says it's a mitzvah upon us to do the avoda. So maybe, this is what Achronim suggest, maybe the slight difference is whether the Kohen Gadol is a chiyuv upon him, period. It's his chiyuv and he does it. Or no, it's a chiyuv upon all of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol is our shliach. The Kohen Gadol does it for us, but really, it's a chiyuv on all of us, and we are all fulfilling the mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim when the Kohen Gadol does his avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That is a little bit related, whether it's the Kohen Gadol or it is on all of Klal Yisrael. This machlokes, this little difference in language, might relate to a fundamental machlokes that the Chinuch is going to allude to, but I'll mention it already now, and that is how much of Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. We know, obviously, the special avodos of Yom Kippur, as the Chinuch will list off soon, that for sure has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, to going into the Kodesh Kodashim, and the special karbanos that was shechted today. But what about the karban tamid? That happens every day. Does that have to be done by the Kohen Gadol? What happens if it was Shabbos like it was this year? Does that have to, the carbon musaf of Shabbos, does that have to be done by the Kohen Gadol? So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Aleph, so he discusses the various shittas related. Minchas Chinuch says on the fourth line of Os Aleph, Hine, avodas kol yom af b'kohen hevyot, rak de mitzvah b'kohen Gadol. Ik mi ikar hadin, says the Minchas Chinuch, it can be done by other kahanim, the shar mitzvahs hayom, the mitzvahs that just have to come, mitzvahs of every day, that happen to fall out today, but it's better l'chadchila with the Kohen Gadol. Uva avodas halayla, dahayinu trumas hadeshen, l'chadchila nami b'kohen hedyot. Chakasav ha-Rambam, he quotes that from the Rambam, that at least the night avodos, if you could call them avodos, that's not even l'chadchila by the Kohen Gadol. What happens at night is not really at night. We mentioned this in Barak and Parshat Saf. Trumas Hadeshen is really the transition avoda. It starts before dawn, but really it's the taking out of the ashes of yesterday's karbanos, but it happens in the morning, the first thing in the morning. So it's the transition type of avoda, but really it's the night avoda. It's not dawn yet. So that, the Rambam says, any Kohen could do. The Rambam says there's a pious of a lottery, described in the Mishnayos and Yuma. There's a lottery to see who does the Trumas Hadeshen. If there's a pious, obviously the Kohen Gadol doesn't do it. So the Rambam holds all avodas hayom, l'chadchila should be done by the Kohen Gadol. B'diyaved, just the avodos, unique to Yom Kippur, have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But the nighttime avoda of the Trumas Hadeshen does not. But if you could keep reading, the Baal Amor, he quotes the Baal Amor, V'das HaRazah, or Zerachya Levi, who is the Baal Amor, Da'av avodas ha'layla, da'an Trumas Hadeshen, gamkei b'Kohen Gadol. even the night avod, the Trumas Hadashen. This is the first Trumas Hadashen in Sefer Yoma. If you open up the back of the of Maseches Yoma, you open up to the Rif. On the bottom, the Baal Amor says that many of the Machzarim, many of the Nuschaos of Musaf that we have, says the Baal Amor, is incorrect, because the whole Musaf describes the avod, and the Baal Amor says there were no lotteries. They didn't have a lottery for the Trumas Hadashen, because that was also done by the Kohen Gadol. The lotteries that they usually have, who does the Karban Tamid, and who does the Ketores, and who does, that's all done by the Kohen Gadol. There was no lottery. The Baal Amor argues, and the Ramban there says, what are you talking about? The Trumas Hadashen was done by anybody. The morning ones were done. But that is a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim versus the Baal Amor. If you look in the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, and Simon Lamed quotes this machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban about Trumas Hadashen, and then he calls a third day. V'dei ha-shlishis hidas ha-ritva, shevi ha-kesev mishnah, derak avodos yom ha-kipurim, b'kiyai b'kohen gadoli, v'lo ha-karbana shekarva b'chal yom. Even the most mekel shita, even the shara avodos ha-yom could l'chadchila be done by other kahanim. The Kohen Gadol, the only l'chadchila for the Kohen Gadol is to do the unique avodos of Yom Kippur. The Loshitas Haritva, Rak Avodas Yom HaKippurim Hianasis B'Kohen Gadol. And the other Rishonim say, no, Avoda Hanasis Bi Yom Kippur, Hu Shutal Ala Kohen. The Ritva is the most Mekel Shita, so to speak, in that only Avodos Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam and other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, will both say all the daytime Avodos, including the what just happens to fall out today, they hold that all Avodos Shenasa Bi Yom Kippur, not just Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Fundamental machlokas between all the different Rishonim. But all of this might relate to who the mitzvah is upon. If we say that there's a lechadchila for the Kohen Gadol to do everything, maybe that's the formulation of the chinuch. Maybe that's the formulation of the chinuch. Got to work out if the shittas will line up. If we say no, it's the most minimal, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen is also involved, so then maybe it's on all Klal Yisrael and it's more flexible. You don't have to say they're connected, but that is the first piece in Siman Lamed in the Minchas Asher. Okay, let's continue. Says the chinuch, Misharshi HaMitzvah. The Sharsh of the Mitzvah. Again, we could spend hours on Yom Kippur, but let's just see what the chinuch says. Shehayim Michazdei Akel Abriyosa. It's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likvo Allahen Yom Echad Bashana Lichapara Alachatoim Imachuva Sheyashuvu. It's a chesed of Hashem that He gives us Yom Kippur. It shouldn't look at it as, oh, it's an obligation, we have to fast. No, it's a chesed. It's an opportunity HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to do tshuva. Why? Sheilu yiskabsu avonos habrios. Shana shana. If we wouldn't have Yom Kippur, and the years would just pile on, and our averos would become mountains and mountains, tismali saitam, lasof shana sayam oshalo, sho yoser. After 2-3 years, forget it. We would have our fill for our lifetime. For yischayv olam kliya, the whole world would be chayat destruction. We had to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I need you to constantly wash your neshamas. I need you to always be in a state every year. Alkein Rabba Chachma, so Baruch Hu, he saw in his tremendous infinite Chachma, Lekiyama Olam. He wants the world to continue to exist. How does he do that? If the world just goes, and there's no time for reflection, and there's no time of year for introspection, to think about where I'm going in life, and to ask forgiveness for what I've done wrong, I just go in life, and after 120 years, I realize, oh my goodness, look what I've done. Even before that, I'm Chayiv. So it is one day, l'kvoa yom echad bashana, l'kaparas chatoim lashavim. So he's koveya one day, he says one day, to bring kapara, umitchilas brias ha'olam ye'adu v'kitshu l'kach. And from the beginning of the creation of the world, he designated and sanctified it as such. V'achar she'yi'adu akel baruchu osa yom l'kapara. Once he designated it, niskadesh hayom, then ultimately that day achieve sanctity. There's designation and there's sanctification. The Chinuch talks about both of those elements. Just to give a mashal, Rosh Chodesh, we just had a Rosh Chodesh. Is there Kedushas Hayom on Rosh Chodesh? There's no Kedushas Hayom, right? There's no Isser Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. It's a Yom Chol. But there's Yiyud, there's a designation of the day. It's a special day. The Rav Salvation called this the Achalos Hayom instead of Kedushas Hayom. But I think you can say it also here. There's a Yiyud. There's a designation to the day, but there's not Kedusha. Yom Kippur obviously has both. There's a designation, and there's Kedusha. Vizeo Amram Zechrono L'Mvracha B'Harbi Makomos V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. This is what it's said in many places. Yom Kippur itself achieves Kapara. Klomar Sheyesh Koach L'Yom Ba'atzmo B'Kapara Ba'Averis Kala. Certain Averis automatically. Obviously, Ben Adam Mechavero, one has to ask forgiveness. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for Ben Adam Mechavero Averos. They ask forgiveness, but other than that, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, as the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, as we'll see more in a few minutes if we can. Midinia mitzvah continues the chinuch. What is the some of the halachas of the mitzvah? As we know, the entire Rambam in Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim is the mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that he writes this in one or two places that even though he was a Levi, if the Kohen, he knew he appreciated the day so much. He loved it. He was a Yom Kippur Jew. It was his favorite day of the year. They write in the Akdama, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes in the Akdama to the Machzor that they put out with the Rav's Torah on it, that after Yom Kippur, the Rav couldn't eat for hours because he was on such a high. He was just singing the tunes. If you ever wanted a favor from the Rav, you should ask him after Yom Kippur because he was on such a high from Yom Kippur. It was a special day. They quote from Rav Chaim in Isha Halacha that Rav Chaim, when he used to look outside on Yom Kippur afternoon, he used to say, "This sunset is not like any other sunset of the year. This sunset achieves kapara, slicha, mechila." They appreciated it. He appreciated the day of Yom Kippur. Special qualities. That's the Avodah Yom Kippurim. So anyways, the Rav said that if the Kohen Gadol would ever have to stop in the middle of the Avodah, he wouldn't be able to continue, I'd be able to take over. He knew it so well, and it was so meaningful to him, he'd be able to come in. Not that he would, he was a Levi. Also, Vayishchak and Leviim. But he knew it was so, you knew it, he could step foot wherever he was up to. The Ketoras, the Parim, the Seir. That's the godless of someone who takes this avodah seriously. Midinia mitzvah. So, what are the halachas of the mitzvah? As we know, most of Maseches Yuma is about this. Anybody learns Yuma, you think it's about Yom Kippur. Only the last parak, only the eighth parak is about Yom Kippur. The first seven prakim are about avodas Yom Kippurim. So, midinia mitzvah, Masha Omer, Zechorin Lavracha. They had the Tmidim. That was every day. Like every day. They gave a Musaf. A cow, a ram, Shiva Kvasim. I call Olos, all the Olos. The Seer Lachatas, and the Seer Lachatas that was burned out, that was burned. Okay, go through all the Karbanas of the day. And he says, if you add it all up, Nimsu, we'll get back to the last words of the previous paragraph in a minute. Nimsu kol v'emes hakreven b'yomatzom milvatz ira mishtalech shu inakarev chamesh esrei. 15 animals. If you ever read, if you want to be inspired reading the Rambam in the Avodas Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur night, it's so orderly. It's so pretty. It tells you exactly what to do. This is as many animals. This is the many tefillos. This is as many times he washes his hands and feet. The Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippurim goes through exactly straight 15 animals. This is where the Chinuch gets it from. Shnei Tamidim, Upar, Vishnei Elim, Vishnei Vekvasim, Kulan Olos. They're all Olos except two that are Chatos, one Naaseh Bachutz, and one Naaseh Bifnim, and totally burnt, and one Par. Okay, it goes through all the 15 Karbanos. Probably the most intriguing carbon, if we could call it in quotes a carbon, of this day is the Seir HaMishtaleach. It's the only type of avoda of its kind where we take a goat after we designate, after Hashem designates which one is Lashem and which one is Lazazel, we send it out towards the with the Ish Iti, and we send it out to the desert in Midbar Yehuda, and we push it off a cliff. And that is something that we never do besides this at this juncture of the year on Yom Kippur. So all the Rishonim try to figure out exactly what the message is of the Seir Lazazel. If you look in the there's the Eben Ezra on this pasuk. The Eben Ezra says, "Ani agalo lecha ksas hasod beremez biyoscha ben shloshim v'sheish." When you're 33, I'll reveal to you the secret. That's what the Eben Ezra says. And it's like, what? When I'm 33, I'm going to know the secret of the Seir Lazazel? What's he talking about? So the Mefarshim point out, the Ramban notes this, that if you count 33 psukim from when the Eben Ezra says that, you get to the pasuk towards the end of the avoda in the next section. L'manasha yaviu b'nei Yisrael zivchem Hashem zovchem tomorrow's mitzvah b'ez Hashem, and that is the isur shchutei chutz, that we shouldn't give karbanos v'lo yizbechu ode zivchehem la'seir mashehem zonim achareihem. We shouldn't give karbanos to the other spirits. That's what the isur of shchutei chutz is. Shechting a karban outside the base of Mikdash. 33 psukim after the Eben Ezra says his comments, that's this pasuk. The Ramban and others say, I'm going to be Megala Soto. I'm going to be Megala his secret. He's referring to 33 psukim from now, where it talks about giving karbanos to the outside forces. What does that mean? Says the Ramban, let me explain it to you. V'ha inyan, zeu soda inyan, ki hayu ovdim u'elohim acherim, heima malachim. Many times, people in history worship the angels. Osim lahem karbanos, v'heim lahem l'reach nichoach. They worship. They gave him karbanos. V'nei haTorah asur lagamrei kabbalas elokusa v'chal avodah lahem. This is obviously avodah zara. The Torah asurs serving malachim. Right, we spoke even Slichas time, whether we're even allowed to daven to Malachim to help us out, you know, putting the good words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Major machlokas haposkim, whether that's a good idea. A couple of the piyutim and Slichas are about that. Rav Chaim Balazhin left out Baruch Hu L'Shalom. He didn't want to ask them for brachas. Okay, most of the Minagolim is to say it. But the Torah answers all of this type of Kabbalah of them as a God, Chas V'Shalom. Aval! Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom HaKippurim shenishalach seir b'midbar l'sar ha-moshel b'mekom ha-sachorban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur says, though, send them a karban. Not Chas V'Shalom to worship. He gives a mashal. Imagine a king who's making a dinner and he tells some of his servants, you know, go give so-and-so, my viceroy, go give him a present. So you're really doing the king's will. You're not doing the viceroy's will. It's the king's will to kind of give a karban to that force that he himself created. The Ramban himself is comfortable with the idea of levels of malachim. The Ramban says this later on in Achraimos, when he says that every land in the world has an angel above it except Eretz Yisrael, which is directly has hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tsar of Esav, the Tsar of America, the Tsar of France. Every country has a Tsar. The Ramban is very comfortable with that type of idea. Other Rishonim, like the Ramban might not be, but the, or for sure might not, wouldn't be. But the Ramban is very comfortable with that. So the Ramban says, you know what Seol HaZazel is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to give a karban, so to speak, to that force, so they stay off our back on Yom Kippur. Right? It's a shochad, the Ramban calls it. Again, it's still hard to understand, but I'm just quoting the Ramban. He says, "V'adon nosim pras la'avdo v'shamar zeh mitzvaso v'asal l'chvado adon l'kol asher tziveu v'zeh tam bala gorolos." And therefore, who chooses which animal? It's not really from us; it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who chooses which is going to be Lashem, which is Lazazel? Hashem chooses. It's the goral. The coin doesn't choose. It's the goral who chooses. So the Ramban says, "Shnei matan l'Hashem v'unasam lehem mehem la'avdo hachelak sheyovelo meis Hashem hu ipel lehem a goral v'yado chelak behem ve'en anachnu muchavanim b'shilucho el l'ratzon Hashem." We don't shecht it. We don't do anything. We just push it off the cliff. That's it. We don't shecht because that would be an avoda to them. We don't do that. Says the Ramban, is just giving it to the other forces, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created, and he's telling us to give it to those forces. Okay, it's a unique type of quote, karban, in quotes. There's a Lundish discussion, the Gemara and Tosfos and Yuma discuss, is the pushing off the cliff a form of shechita? If I push this goat off the cliff, am I allowed to shecht its baby son the same day? There's an isser, osov es beno, lo sishchatu biyom echad. So that's an afkamina, whether you look at it as a real shechita or not. It's not physically a shechita, but it might have the status of a shechita. Same question is asked by Egla Arufa. When we kill a cow because of the anonymous corpse found between cities, you break the back of its neck. Also not a shechita. Is that called a shechita for the halacha of shechting its daughter? Oso vezbeno, lo sishchatu biyom echad. So again, these are a number of contexts which you don't do a physical shechita, but you do something to the animal, it might have the status of a shechita. Pushing it off the cliff, egla arufa, malika, that question is asked by what we do to a bird for a carbon. Okay, but that is all the seir lazaza. A couple of other ha'aris about messages. I give a Shabbat Shuvah drasha about this once. I think it's on YU Torah, about messages of the Seir Lazazel in our time. Rav Hirsch writes, that Seir Lazazel, part of it, you think about it, he says there are two animals. They look exactly the same. They were bought the same day. They're the same height. They're the same color. What happens? One's Lashem, one's Lazazel. So one of them is taken into the Beis HaMikdash and is sacrificed. And he says, put yourself in the shoes of the animal that was picked Lazazel. It's still standing there. Outside, it sees its fellow Seir go and be killed and his blood sprinkled. And all of a sudden, it's being let out of the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the animal thinking to itself? I'm home free. Oh, this is awesome. I'm free. I'm going. I'm taking a walk. Look at my friend. I feel so bad for him. And he's led up to the top of a gorgeous cliff. He looks out. Breeze in the air. It's wonderful. It's the fall. And all of a sudden, he gets a little zet and he's gone. Right? And his friend was the one that brought the Kiddush Hashem. And he was the one that breaks on the way down. Misconceptions. Right? It says Rav Hirsch, Seir Lazazel teaches us, and that's what Yom Kippur is about. Breaking our misconceptions. We think that it's A, but really if we think deep down about it, a little deeper, you know, we could gain even more understandings about our life and about what we have to work on. That's one idea of the Seir Lazazel. Again, there's a lot more. Let's just do a little more here, and then we'll see what we have time for. If you continue going in the chinuch, he talks all about the avodas, as we said before. He talks about the kohen gadol. You look at the next paragraph, the yeser kol avodos, besides the karbanis, chalifas of agadim, b'gdei lavan l'b'gdei zav, as we know. The Kohen Gadol keeps switching his clothing on Yom Kippur because he's not allowed to wear his gold investments into the Kodesh Kadashim. Hashem does not want to be reminded of the Chet HaEgel. So, En Kategor Nasa Sanegor. Therefore, every time he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, he's got to take off his Choshen and Ephod, all the extra four that he wears above and beyond the Kohen Hedyot. So, he has to leave on only the four, what's called the Big Day Lavan, because those are the ones that he shares with the Kohen Hedyot. So, he goes, does that. A number of times he switches, he goes to the mikvah five times. Every time he goes to the mikvah, before and after, he washes his hands and feet. So 10 times he washes his hands and feet, 5 times he goes to the mikvah, including after he finishes the avoda, which many of the Baalei Mussar talk about. What do you have to be mekadesh your yadav v'raglav when you put on, after the last time you finished everything? So you're putting on your big dechol. What do you have to sanctify your hands and your feet? So the Baalei Mussar point out, because the message of Yom Kippur is not to remain in the Kodesh Kodashim, is to take it out to real life. It's take it out to the chol. So even after you put on when you're putting on the weekday clothes, when he's finishing the avoda, then also he's mekadesh yadav v'raglav, because the message is to take it with him. Finishing up the last paragraph, he writes beautifully, V'nohegas kol mitzvah zu b'zman habayis. This mitzvah is fully fulfilled in only when we have the Beis HaMikdash. V'yachshav v'avonoseinu she'en lona lo mikdash v'lo kohen gadol v'lo big deser lo karbanis. B'zman hazeh rachmanu l'slam, we don't have a kohen gadol. We don't have all of these other karbanis. Noagu kol Yisrael lavod b'yom zeh. B'tfilosav. He doesn't say that we don't fulfill this mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we do a different avoda. We do avoda every Yom Kippur, betfilos uvesachnunim. Kamosha ne'amar unashama parm svasenu. Our lips should fulfill instead of the cows. He doesn't say this by every karban. Oh, we can't do this today, so we daven instead. That's true in a general sense, but he says it specifically by Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, there's a special kiyum. We say the avoda. We think of ourselves as inside the Beis HaMikdash, special in a kayim para svasenu. There's a huge amount to talk about. Just to mention one important machlokas that's discussed in the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Yud Diber Maskel V'Acharkach. Os Yud is where he goes through the entire avoda. If you want to just read through it, go through the entire avoda. So in Os Yud he talks about the Ketores. There's a fundamental machlokas between the Prushim and the Stukim regarding the Ketores, how the Ketores was done, and this is why on Erev Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol was made to swear. He had to swear to the Zakenim that he was going to do it properly, and then they went and cried that they were choshed him, and he went and cried that they suspected him. But anyway, you had to take that shvua. Why? Major machlokas. Did the Kohen Gadol make the Ketores, pour it onto the hot coals before he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, so it was smoking already, and then he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim? Or no, he brings it in separately. He brings the Ketores, an exact amount of Ketores in one hand, the coals in the other hand, he brings it in, he puts the coals onto the Aron, he pours the Ketores on, then it smokes up, then he leaves. We paskin the latter. We paskin ki be'anon irel akaparis lefnei Hashem. It's all done lefnei Hashem. He doesn't make it smoke until he gets inside, then he goes out backwards. The tztukim misinterpreted the Torah, and they said no, that he makes it smoke beforehand. The Torah Tzimimah says on this pasuk they did it lahachas. You can look there exactly why they did it, but that is a fundamental machlokas between the tztukim and the prushim, and there's a lot of symbolism behind there, but we say that you go in to the Kodesh Kadashim, and then you make it start smoking, and then he goes out. That's the most unique avoda of the day, the Ketores. Interestingly, he carries the coals in his right hand and the Ketores in his left hand, purely because it's heavier. Usually the Ketores is in your right hand when he goes in normally, but because the coals are heavier, so he puts that into the right hand, and the Ketores into the left. The Mefarshim talk about why is that okay. Usually small is not okay. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, Inochaz Avodas Yom Kippurim. Again, these are just some of the details regarding the avoda. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, all the messages of the kapara that's brought from the avoda. You can look in all of the tshuva svarim, but we will have to stop here. Okay, we will continue with the next one of Shchut Echutz next time.